With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
J Cross, how good would you say you are at the guitar?
I would say I...
Your three choices are beginner.
Yes.
Intermediate.
Yes.
Or advanced.
Probably beginner.
Okay, excellent. How would you like to move up to intermediate?
I'd really like to be an intermediate guitar player. That's the only thing I've ever wanted to be.
Good. That's about as far as you'll get.
Yes.
Unless
uh-oh.
You use Guitar Tricks.
Okay, tell me more.
Guitar Tricks is an excellent website to teach you how to move from beginner to intermediate to advanced guitar.
Okay.
Whether you're just starting out or whether, you know, you should be better than you are.
Like me.
Indeed.
Yes.
Guitar Tricks will help you move through those stages as a guitar player. And good for you, J Cross. We have worked together with Guitar Tricks to bring a 14-day free trial to not only you, but to the listeners of the Guitar Nerds podcast.
So that means I can try it for 14 days, and if I'm not into it, just cancel it.
You can, indeed.
But I'm probably going to be into it.
I think you probably will.
Okay.
You'll notice a swift advancement of your guitar skills.
Excellent.
So do you want to know where you can get this offer?
Where can you get the offer?
GuitarNerds.net/guitar tricks.
Can you repeat that for me?
I can. GuitarNerds.net/guitar tricks.
Is there like an app that you can use, or do you have to do it on your computer?
GuitarNerds.net/guitar tricks. Hello and welcome to episode 100 of the Guitar Nerds podcast.
100!
I'm your host, Mark Packham, joined this evening by Matt Knight.
Good evening.
J Cross.
Hello.
And Joseph Branton.
Heyo!
You would think that episode 100 be a joyful, celebratory event.
Episode 100!
All you've done since you got here is whinge about doing the quiz.
I don't want to do the quiz.
Quiz. That you. The thing about the quiz is that you were bloody loving it when you were the quiz master.
Yeah.
And when the shoe was on the other foot, you just couldn't stand the heat.
I don't like being asked questions on the spot. I mean, I think it's indisputable that I'm the most knowledgeable nerd, but when it comes to the quiz, it just, you know,
Do you mean undisputable? No, indisputable.
Indisputable is the that's the what I mean. See, even on nerd. On grammar, on guitar knowledge.
Yeah.
But when it's like guitar knowledge.
Basically, you can't perform under pressure. Is that?
Yeah, the, that's right. It. So, I need to be
Queen.
Need to be in the right environment.
Brian May.
Very good. Yeah, Jay's already in the spirit. Thanks for joining us for our 100th episode. As always, every 25 episodes, we do a quiz. I hope you're
25
all,
or so.
25 or so, something like that. And as I won last quarter's quiz, or last half year, I guess.
Yeah.
It's my turn to host, and I've got a very, very good quiz lined up, I think.
We've each won one, haven't we?
We have.
Yes. Each of us have won one.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely won one. Yeah. Matt, you won one, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Jay, you only won one because I fixed it for you to win.
Mark won the...
I won the last one.
The last one.
So...
Oh, wait, Joe.
But you hosted one, Joe, but you...
Yeah.
You've never won one.
It was mine.
In fact, I think you... might have come last on every quiz that we've done.
Yeah, that is the case.
How
are we gonna... I'm here for bass-related queries. It's unfair. I'm at a disadvantage.
Not anymore. You've got to be an all-rounder, like Cobra from Gladiators.
How dare you?
Yes, yes. So before we get started, let's just check everyone is present. Matt's via the internet. So, Matt, are you all good? You ready to quiz?
Yes, how's the lag? Am I lagging?
The lag's good. There's not any kind of quick fire rounds or anything. There.
That's the only way I was going to win, because Matt...
No.
Well, because Matt's far away, and yes. I'm not very good.
Yeah.
If you're listening at home, feel free to play along. Let us know how many points you would have got.
I was thinking about this.
Okay.
See, the last time that we did this, I think I maybe said this on the podcast last week. The last time we did this... we said, please play along at home. And, we finished the quiz with however many points it was. Like,
it was like,
you
know, 35 or
something like that. And people were like, oh, you idiots, I've got 100. Like 100 points. It's like, well, yeah, but we only answered a third of the questions each.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, what order are you going to start off with? Is it going to be the order that you've got it written down there? Matt, Jay, Joe.
Are you going to suggest that people take a team?
I am going to suggest that people take a team. And I'm not going to allow... people to choose, because I think it would be good if there's a spread. So what order? Who is on?
Because everyone would want to be on my team.
No. I will say. So the first, let's talk through the structure of the 100 quiz. So round one, you can't look at my phone because it's got the answer.
You won't even let me have a computer.
No, I will not. No cheating allowed. I mean, Matt has got a computer in front of him, so
yeah,
if he desperately
exactly.
wanted
That's
to cheat,
I'm saying.
He could.
Yeah, Matt, but Matt is also the most responsible out of the four of us.
Matt, no cheating.
No.
Okay.
The only thing that's on my screen at the moment is a picture of a bulldog playing with a toy bulldog. It's
okay.
quite hilarious.
Good. Right, so the structure of the quiz. Round one, general knowledge. Then, which
general
is...
General knowledge?
General knowledge.
General?
Yeah, general...
Army general knowledge.
General rock knowledge. Then we've got bonus round one. Round two, signature models. Bonus round two. Round three... Fender colours.
Unbelievable.
Bonus round three. A bonus round. I'm not telling you what's happening in the bonus rounds yet.
Okay. But is the so I'm assuming that whoever gets the highest points in the previous round.
No, the bonus rounds are open, but they're a slightly different format.
Fine. No, that's fine. That's fine.
Round four. Name that brand.
Okay.
Round five. Impressions.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I'll leave you with that hanging.
I think that's too much stuff. I don't know if we'll make it.
We will make it.
I agree. We should cut the impressions round.
No, the impressions round.
We should definitely cut the impressions
round.
Maybe
you should be fighting for the impressions round.
There's so much news.
Why do you want it to be shorter? I've given the impressions round at the end because you don't know anything, but you're quite good at impressions. I'm giving you a chance.
My name is P-Base.
So, but what I'm saying is, okay, so... People at home aren't going to be able to play along with the impressions. But what I reckon... So who's... Is it going to go in the order of Matt, Jay, Joe?
Matt, Jay, and Joe.
So here's what I suggest. If, dear listener, you were born between the months of January, February, March or April, you should answer Matt's questions. If you were born in the months of May, June, July, August, you should answer the questions that Mark delivers to me. If you were born in the months September, October, November, December, you should maybe stop listening to the podcast.
But no,
because you'll probably beat Joe, so that's fine.
But I was born in June.
Well,
better, pick the guitar that you like the best and be on their team and see if you can beat them.
Everyone would be on my team.
Well, we'll see. But then more people, like, that will make you look even worse because all the listeners will beat you.
Okay.
So, are we ready? Matt Knight, are you ready to dive into round one of the Guitar Nerds 100 quiz?
The last time we got to episode 100, you quit.
Yep, none of us are quitting this time around, so it's all good.
Are we going to make it to room 101?
Instead of quitting, we're quizzing.
How many post-Packham episodes do you think we did?
Stop trying to postpone the quiz. We're moving into the quiz. Guitar Nerds 100, the quiz. Round one, general knowledge. So the first question... is for Matt Knight.
That's unfair.
Well, no.
Well, if Matt's going to get a point now, and me and Jay won't.
No, because I was just about to explain. If he can't answer, it goes round.
Right.
Basically.
Oh, right. So which way does it go
but
round?
I also feel it should go anti-clockwise. So it should go Matt. If he can't get it, it passes over to you, Joe.
Well, it should probably go in a different order.
Because it'll be a different person answering the question
you've made
each
this
time.
Too complicated.
No,
let's
fine.
I like how you say it anti-clockwise when Matty isn't here. Matt's
well,
not in the room.
It's just his
if anything, it'd be clockwise.
But so if Matt can't answer the question, then Joe.
Yes.
Get fine.
Well,
yes.
No. It,
stalling.
Okay.
Sorry. If this is the first time that you've listened to Guitar Nerds, by the way, this is normally an awesome podcast. I feel Joe Branton is like sabotaging this slightly. Our celebratory centenary episode, and you're muffing it up.
No,
anyway,
it's an important milestone.
Let's dive into the quiz. Round one, general knowledge. Matt Knight, which pedal manufacturer is based in Martinsville, Indiana? Gonna have to hurry you.
I'm gonna go with Mataverse.
That is incorrect. Joe Branton.
I didn't even know there was a country called Indiana.
Is that your answer?
No. I'll go for where is it? What place?
Martinsville, Indiana.
Martinsville, Indiana, in America.
Yes.
in North America. I'm going to go for Chase Bliss.
Incorrect. All right. J. Cross.
The answer is Earthquaker Devices.
Incorrect. And it does not pass on back to Matty. Okay. The answer is Wampler.
I would have never said that.
Question.
But also, that was a good one because, of course, Wampler also have a podcast. Topical. I like it.
Indeed.
We should be thinking.
Stop
like
talking.
That.
Question two for Joe Branton. Which actor's guitar collection is said to include a 1958 Flying V, a 1931 Martin D28, a 58 Les Paul Custom, and various 1950 Stratocasters?
An actor.
Which actor?
Oh, fuck. We've talked about this before.
Geese! Matt! This has a clean rating!
Matt, you cannot drop F-bombs as much as the quiz is getting to you. Joe Branton.
I'm not on camera.
Yeah, I know. Joe Branton.
I'm out of sorts now that he's sworn. I'm going to go Kiefer Sutherland.
Incorrect. Damn. J. Cross.
Although Kiefer Sutherland's a good one.
He is a good one, but that's not the answer.
Oh god, this is quite hard, isn't it?
Think of another actor with a guitar collection.
George Clooney.
Incorrect. Matthew Knight.
I don't know.
It's gotta be come on, Matt.
I don't know why this one's come to my head. Is it Richard Gere?
It is Richard Gere. One point.
I was gonna go Keanu Reeves.
To Matt Knight. He's a bass player.
Oh.
You should know that. Question three for J. Cross. Which guitar virtuoso plays the solo on the Michael Jackson's Dirty Diana?
Is it Eddie Van Halen?
Incorrect. Matt Knight.
Is it Slash?
Incorrect. Joe Branton.
Can you repeat the question?
Which guitar virtuoso plays the solo on Michael Jackson's Dirty Diana?
Steve Vai.
Oh, I thought you got it there. Steve Stevens.
I don't even know who that is.
I also don't know who that is.
You have definitely sold one of his signature products. Matt Knight, do you know who Steve Stevens is?
Bare knuckle pickups, laser gun.
Indeed.
Emblem, and also played the guitar on the Top Gun theme tune.
Yep, and Billy Idol's guitarist is what he's best known for. Question four. This is for Matt Knight. What musical term am I describing? In a smooth, flowing manner, without breaks between the notes.
Tremolo?
Incorrect. Joe Branton.
Say it again.
Which musical term am I describing? In a smooth, flowing manner, without breaks between the notes.
I've realised.
Hammer-on?
Mistake.
Incorrect. J. Cross.
Vibrato?
Incorrect. Matt, you're not going to get
the right answer.
You can give the right answer, but you will not get a point.
Is it legato?
It is. Absolutely correct. So out of a possible 4 points between three of you, so far, Matt's got one.
This is a bit hard, actually, mate.
Yeah, I think really...
This is not hard. This is easy.
Obviously, this is, you know, you can see that you haven't...
Question number five for Joe Branton.
Right, yeah, I'm ready.
In which country are Maton guitars produced? You love all these weird brands.
Maton.
Maton, yeah.
Maton.
M-A-T-O-N.
Oh, it's just going to be a guess, isn't it? Japan.
Incorrect. J. Cross.
Finland.
Incorrect. Matthew Knight.
Australia.
That is very correct. In fact, 100% correct.
Definitely Googled it.
One
Definitely
point.
Definitely Googled it.
What sort of guitars do Maton make?
Go on, Matt.
Oh, they do the signature for Tommy Emmanuel.
They do. And they also do some electrics and stuff as well that are quite famous.
Indeed.
Good day, mate.
But yeah,
Sean.
Some very famous acoustics. J. Cross.
Oh, is that why it's called Maton.
You're starting to annoy me as well. I've got to say.
J Cross, question number 6 for J Cross. What is the Marshall 4100 better known as?
It's the Blues Breaker?
Incorrect. Passing on to Matt Knight. The Marshall 4100.
Is it the lead and bass?
Incorrect. Joe Branton.
I don't know, so I'll say the Jubilee, which it isn't.
Incorrect. It is a JCM 900.
There we go.
You boys need to brush up on this. Right. So this is for... who was that one? That was for you, wasn't it? So, Matt, this is for you. Matt Knight. Okay. Oh, a pedal question. Number 7 for Matt Knight. Kurt Cobain's 1993 pedal board consisted of a DS2, a Sansamp GT, an Electro Harmonix small clone, and one other pedal. What was it?
One other.
This is right in your wheelhouse, Matty.
I know, but I can't think what it would be.
So I'll read you the list again.
Yeah.
Boss DS2.
Yeah.
Sansamp GT, Electro Harmonix small clone, and one other pedal.
Random. Is it a DS1?
It is not a DS1. He used a DS2. Joe Branton.
Sorry. DS2.
Yep.
And then
Sansamp GT.
Sansamp, right.
Electro Harmonix small clone.
Which is the small clone? That's a...
That's a chorus.
Chorus, yeah.
And one other pedal.
What else would he use? No. Other than drives and chorus, that was kind of his thing. I don't know. I'll just pass.
J Cross.
TU2?
An Electro Harmonix poly chorus.
Oh, he's two chorus.
I totally misheard. I was hearing poly chorus in my head and I was like, but what other pedal do you use out of those three?
Yeah. So two choruses on that board, the small clone and the poly chorus as well.
That's cool.
There's quite a famous picture from one of the later tours, 93, so I guess it'd be in your Tarot tour where it lays out his pedal board and stuff. Who is this a question for?
Well.
This is a question for Joe Branton.
Oh, yeah, this is me.
Question 8. I place a capo on the 2nd fret and play an open A major chord. What chord am I playing?
You're playing a D?
Incorrect. Oh. J Cross.
Capo
on the 2nd fret, open A chord.
Oh, yeah, of course it is, yeah.
C.
Incorrect. Matt Knight.
Capo on the 2nd fret.
2nd fret, and you play an A major.
B.
B major it is. Well done, Matt.
Of course.
So far, 3 points for Matt Knight, no points for J Cross, no points for Joe Branton, but there's all the time to catch up. J Cross, this is one that I think you could get. Question 9. Who is the guitar player in Dream Theater?
John Petrucci.
That is correct. 1 point for J Cross. Question 10. This is for Matt Knight. What colour are Dunlop Tortex 0.60mm picks?
60mm.
I love a good accessory
orange
question.
Orange is correct. Matt Knight storming into the lead. Okay, question for Joe Branton.
Yes.
Question 11. Which amplifier company was founded by Thomas Walter Jennings? I'll have to hurry you.
What was his first name?
Thomas Walter Jennings. I'll have to hurry you.
I don't know.
Okay, not going to take a guess. Any amp company in the world?
No, because I know most of the ones that I know.
We'll just say one. Just say one that you don't know.
We'll
just say one that you don't know. Just say anything.
Matamp.
Incorrect. J Cross.
The answer, obviously, is Supro.
Incorrect. Matt Knight.
Statement of authority.
It's Vox.
Yes, it is indeed Vox.
It's going to be Vox or Supro.
Very, very good. So one last question in the general knowledge round for J Cross. Number 12. Which professional wrestler active in the 1980s and early 1990s was famous for smashing a guitar over the head of his opponents?
The Honky Tonk Man.
Yes, it was.
Even
indeed.
I would have
of course
got that.
It was.
God damn it.
Of course it was. The longest reigning intercontinental champion of all time, the Honky Tonk Man.
Really? He was the longest reigning?
He was.
I thought it was the British Bulldog.
No. He was good. Bulldog's good, but you know. So at the end of round one, the general knowledge, Matt Knight has 5 points. Jay Cross has 2 points. Joe Branton, how many points you got?
Nil pois.
Indeed, it's a big nil pois. Okay, so we are on to bonus round number one. So I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to all think of your answer. There are 6 possible answers, I believe. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six possible answers. All think of them on your own, and then we can go through them, and you can... Well, you can say how many... I don't know how this is going to work.
No.
That won't work. Maybe you need to write them down on something.
Oh, my God. But that won't help for Matt.
I've got a pen and paper.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. Okay.
I'm writing everything down.
Okay,
well,
I'll make sure you don't add any more afterwards. So, Matt, if you give your answers first, once I've given the question, I can check that these two didn't cheat and are adding them afterwards. So...
Okay.
Bonus round number one. 6 possible answers, a point each, so 6 possible points from this round. The question is, can you name the 6 original presets, or amp models, if you will, on the original Line 6 Spider?
Shall I just write them down?
Yeah, write them down. Don't look, don't Google them.
I'm not. My internet's not even on. I'm using the notes function.
So you write down 6 possible, 6 sounds that you think were the original amp models... Or presets, they're not named after amps, by the way. They're presets of the original Line 6 Spider amplifier.
Six in total.
Yep, that's right.
Spider 1.
Spider 1. How long do you need?
I think I'm done.
Yeah, I can only get... No, I'm not sure if I've got them.
Joe Branton, you done?
Well, I don't. Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so... Matt Knight, do you want to read out your list and we'll see how far we get?
Well, I only got 4 and okay. I don't think they're right because I'm basing it on the more modern Spiders and I've got a feeling the first ones were different.
Go on then.
But I've got Insane, Crunch, Lead and Clean.
So, Clean for 1 point. Read out them again. Insane, Crunch.
Lead.
Definitely adding
Joe Branton, you're not allowed to add any.
I didn't.
Okay, so Matt, you got...
Lead, Clean, Crunch and Insane.
Looking at my...
There was no lead, so Clean, Crunch and Insane. 3 points for Matt Knight. Joe Branton, what did you get anything else?
I got Clean, Crunch, Dist and Metal.
Okay, so 2 points for you on Clean and Crunch. J Cross?
Clean.
Yep.
Twang.
Yes.
Insane.
Yes.
Crunch.
Yes.
Blues.
Yes.
And Metal.
Very, very good. Metal was not one of them.
The
final one, so the 6 sounds are Clean, Twang, Blues, Crunch, Insane, and Recto.
Ah, oh, see that.
I thought you might enjoy that.
I think. So it is named after an amp.
That one is named after an amp.
So
sorry.
I think by the time the Spider 2 came around, I think they removed Recto and added.
I'm surprised.
And added Metal.
What did it sound like? Was it like a blown speaker? Like
it
really
was,
farty,
yeah, really farty sound.
Really,
yeah.
Really farty. So at the end of bonus round one, Matt Knight has got 8 points. Jay Cross has got 7 points, and Joe Branton languishing behind in the Recto area with 2 points.
Sorry, how many was that for Jay?
Jay has got 7, you've got 8, and Joe's got 2. Does that sound right to you, Matty?
Yes, sorry, good. I was just double checking.
Good. So, round 2, this
the ombudsman
one,
over there.
You cut out slightly, so I missed what Jay actually got in terms of the app models.
Okay, so he got everything bar Recto.
Oh.
So round 2 is titled Signature Models. Joe, we're going to start with you this time round.
Okay.
I'm going to read the name of a signature model. I want you to guess the artist for which the signature model was made.
You couldn't have done like the brand and the oh my god. The name of the who even knows? No one even calls the guitars by their name. Everyone just says the signature, the artist. Oh.
Okay. There's some of these okay.
This is stupid.
Some of them are easy. Just change it
to the name of the person
on who
and the brand.
The question falls
I love
to.
It. I love it.
Joe Branton.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
Just give me the name and I'll tell you the brand.
Question number one is
I don't know any. Go on.
Number one, the Majesty 6.
John Petrucci.
Yes, very good.
See,
Joe Branton. Question two for Jay Cross, the Tyrant X.
Uh,
Tyrant X, Paul Gilbert?
Incorrect. Matt Knight, Tyrant X.
The only person I can think of, and I'm pretty sure he's never had a signature guitar, is it Wayne Static?
It's not Wayne Static.
That's a good shout, though.
The late, great Wayne Static.
Static X, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Joe Branson, do you want to give it a go for the Tyrant X?
No.
Michael Amott.
Oh, cool.
Famous metal player.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the one that's got the like the blood finish, right? Yes. And the weird V.
Yes. Who makes it? Just so our listeners get some information.
I can't remember.
Oh, right,
I can't remember.
Schecter?
Perfect.
Let's go with Schecter. I don't know. Who that one, that question was for you, right? So Matt, this one's for you. The Angel of Death.
Oh, come on.
Dave Mustaine.
Dave Mustaine it is. A point for Matt Knight. Joe Branson.
What?
The Vulture. Question number four, The Vulture.
The Vulture, isn't that the ox himself?
I don't know who that is.
The ox is the is Entwistle's nickname.
Oh no.
Oh okay.
No, no. J. Cross, the
but
Vulture.
But he did actually have a vulture, so actually I am oh no, he had the buzzard.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope that's not one of the later questions.
It's not, don't worry. Jay Cross, do you want to offer up an answer for The Vulture?
The Vulture, is it Paul Gilbert?
Is Paul Gilbert going to be on? Paul Gilbert is not on this list, so now. Don't keep saying Paul Gilbert. Matt Knight, The Vulture.
I can't even remember what The Vulture looks like, but because he was in a band name with a similar name, I'm going to go for John Paul Jones.
It is not John Paul Jones.
Can I get a half point for getting the right sort of type of animal in?
I know, I told you the animal. You can't just go, oh yeah, I guess the right type of animal. I told you the type of animal already.
What I did was I didn't know what it was, so I said someone else who has another beast named after a bird.
The answer was James Hetfield.
Ah,
Vulture.
Yeah,
of course, the Vulture, named Vulture. After that famous...
No, but he doesn't play... what's his normal one? The Flying V called?
No,
that?
Some sort of ESP.
The K, is it?
There's a few different...
Explorer he has. A
few different ESP models, the most recent one being... The Vulture. Oh, really? Joe Branton.
Yes. No.
J. Cross.
Yes.
Question number five. Cygnus.
In sickness and in health. I think the answer is... Paul. No. Cygnus. Oriamphi?
I'd love it if this one was
Paul Gilbert.
Gilbert,
yeah. Oriamphi?
Incorrect. Matt Knight.
What? Sorry, you cut out a bit. What was the name of the guitar? Sorry?
Cygnus.
Cygnus,
spelt
Cygnus. Is it Paul Gilbert?
It's not. It's not. None of the answers in this round are Paul Gilbert.
Joe, he said in this round.
Oh God! There's one later about fender colours where the answer's Paul Gilbert.
Paul Gilbert. Oh, my favourite Paul Gilbert pink.
Joe Branton, do you wish to hazard a guess?
Yeah, sure,
Cygnus.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Cygnus. I think it's that bald guy.
Dizzy the Egg.
No, I don't know.
It is. You should know this. You love should all I? This new metal YouTube
what?
Garbage.
What?
Jeff Loomis.
I like Jeff Loomis.
Matt Knight.
Matt, yeah.
Matt Knight. Number six.
Yes.
I'm sure you've missed me out, like, and just gone around without me.
No.
Number
Let's
six.
Go round again.
Wolfgang.
Oh, that's so easy.
That's so unfair.
Is it... is it Eddie Van Halen?
It is, correct.
Oh.
What would you have gone with?
That rapper.
What rapper?
What, Parappa?
That's the only rapper that any of us know. We're so ill-versed on hip-hop music that our point of reference is Parappa the rapper. I actually thought it was the Onion guy. Yeah, Onion Head.
Right.
Joe Branton, question number seven. You should, if you don't get this, I'm just going to punch you straight in the face.
I don't know things about signature ones.
Demolition.
The Demolition. Oh, man, this is going to hurt. The Demolition. Someone has a guitar called the Demolition.
The Demolition.
Demolition.
The Demolition.
Phil Demol?
Yeah. You can't help him like that. I would have got that.
Come on. He's so far behind already. It's only going to get worse.
Oh, I really like that guy. Do you remember when he came to the shop and did an in-store?
Yeah, he was a good dude.
I didn't go.
He was a good dude.
I was in the United States.
Jay Cross, question number 8. The Super Hawk. Question number 8. The Super Hawk. Question 8. The Super Hawk.
Stop repeating it. You're helping.
The Super Hawk.
Hawk. Think about that.
I am. Hawkwind. Who played guitar in Hawkwind?
Hawk.
You don't know who this is.
No, I'm trying now to sort of actively.
You just put people off.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Is it who's had loads of silly name guitars?
What was it called?
The Super Hawk.
Oh, right. Not the Ultra Hawk.
No. The White Hawk.
Super Hawk.
Super Hawk. This is great radio.
I'm going to have to push you.
Is it Orianthe?
No, Matt Knight.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark. Kay. Is it George Lynch?
It is not George Lynch. No. Joe Branton, hazard a guess.
Justin Hawkins.
It is not, although his signature model was excellent.
Yeah, I know.
Les Paul Custom with glittery flames on the fretboard.
Yeah,
beautiful.
That was great.
The Super Hawk actually belongs to Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains, is that right?
Oh, cool.
Yes.
It is. Okay.
Of is Jerry Cantrell war fame.
Is it a GNL?
It is a GNL, I believe. Yeah. Interesting. Oh, cool. Who was next? That was for you, right?
That was me, yeah.
Matt
really
Knight.
Like GNL. We should talk about them more.
Matt Knight. Question number 9.
Yes.
Lucille.
Azim!
Oh, this is unfair.
Azim!
Unbelievable.
I don't choose who to give these to. They're just, it's just random, isn't it? Matt Knight.
I'm going to go for Paul BB King.
Very good.
This is great.
Very good. It is indeed BB King.
Why don't you just, Matt, if you want to go make a cup of tea or something, I'm sure that Mark can just give you 5 more points.
I mean, he's at a disadvantage with the bad internet anyway.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
This is your time to shine. It's your time to win points back.
Hit me up. I'm ready.
Love and Death. Question number 10, Love and Death.
Love and Death.
This is a guitar that I know all of you have definitely seen in the flesh.
Yeah, okay.
Very popular at time of release.
I am going to go
I think you may have done a competition with it when it came out.
Really? Oh, because I was going for something totally different.
Okay.
You're telling me it was an important thing.
Oh,
God damn it. I was going to go for something completely different.
I mean, it's a well-known brand. None of these are from weird brands.
Right. This is really throwing me off now. You think it was... great. You reckon I've done a competition with it?
Possibly, yes. I'm going to have to hurry you.
Oh, but... damn it. Love and Death. You. Oh, I don't know. I was going to say Michelangelo Batio.
Not the Batio, unfortunately. Okay. J. Cross.
Is it like Misha Mansour?
That is incorrect. Matt Knight. Love and
Steve
Death.
Vai?
It is not, unfortunately. I can see why you think that. Passion and Warfare. The Love and Death was the Epiphone Flying V signature model of Rob Flynn from Machine Head.
Oh, there we go. Cool.
Yes, indeed. Okay,
cool guitar.
Two more questions left in this round. Question 11. Who is this to? Jake?
Love Michelangelo.
Yeah, this is for you. Question 11. Juggernaut or The Juggernaut?
The Juggernaut.
Phil Juggs.
Yeah, is it Jughead from the band Screeching Witness?
It's not. I almost bought his guitar once.
It's an actual
guitar.
Yeah, it's a story for another day.
Okay.
The Juggernaut is going to be some metal geezer.
I mean, these are basically, apart from BB King, these are pretty much all metal geezers.
All right, you're helping him.
Is it Kirk Hammett?
It is not Kirk Hammett. Matt Knight, hazard a guess at the Juggernaut.
Is it Misha Mansour?
No,
it is Misha
it.
Mansour.
Oh, I knew that one
God
as well.
Damn it.
It's the only one I've ever known, and you went to Matt.
Oh, God. See, because I was like, look, I can't just repeat the same wrong answer again.
Well, it was only the wrong answer.
So annoying.
You were
I was
only
so
wrong
excited
twice.
That I knew one. Oh, damn you, Matt Knight.
Question 12. Straight over to Matt Knight. Can you pick up the last point of the round?
Another question.
The Warbird.
Oh, well, why not? Why not just give him that? Yeah,
the Warbird.
Warbird. I don't know.
Gonna pass?
Joe Bonamassa.
It is not Joe Bonamassa. Joe Branton.
Oh, I have no idea. The War Bird.
Again, you've definitely seen one of these in the flesh.
Don't help me. It confuses me.
That's your sort of attitude to life.
The War Bird, I would have gone for like James Hetfield, but we've already had him.
I'm going to give you a clue. I'm going to give you a clue. There were ESP and LTD models available of this guitar.
I don't know. Kirk Hammett.
It is not Kirk Hammett. Jay Cross.
The Warbird. Question 12.
Yeah, I'm completely at a standstill.
The Warbird was the signature model of Will Adler.
I wouldn't have got that.
Which we have Adler, definitely talked about a few times on the podcast.
Excellent.
Did you know that you can now support Guitar Nerds on Patreon? Patreon is a platform that allows you to help creators from all over the world keep making the things that you love. Head over to patreon.com/guitar nerds to help us keep making videos and podcasts from as little as only $1 a month.
Let's dive straight into bonus round two. So, bonus round two is going to work much the same way as the line six round from earlier, where there are one, two, three, four, five answers to this question. So, five possible points each. Matt Knight's going to answer first, and then we'll go from there. Yep. The you're not allowed to write any more things down. Put that on the table.
We're not writing down.
No, you can. You write this down.
Okay.
You write
but
it down.
I can't write.
I just don't
down.
Want Joe to add more after Matt's already said the answers.
I'll give Joe a piece of paper.
Yeah,
but I don't have a pen.
There's a pen right there. Right, okay, so the question for bonus round two, maximum of 5 points, five correct answers. Five brands have released John Lennon's signature guitars. Can you name them? I can't buy me love. No, I can't buy me love.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We're getting close to the end. I'm going to have to hurry now.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I think I got it.
Yeah, I'm there.
Everyone got their answers?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what you should do is cut these bits out.
No, they're good. I like doing the singing rather than... It takes me less time to edit. Okay. Matt Knight, can you give us your five answers for the five brands that have released John Lennon's signature guitars?
Yeah, I actually wrote six, so I'm going to give you... the one that I'm not sure about first, and then go from there.
You can only give me five answers, Matt.
Jay's looking
at my
answers.
That's why I'm going to give you. That's why I'm doing a decision between two. So
okay,
I'm tossing up between two brands, but I'm going to go with Framus.
There's no time for that, Matt. We're doing a quiz.
Very funny. Framus.
Not Framus, unfortunately.
Episode. What?
Okay, so 1 point.
No, they did. They had a 12-string.
No,
they did a John Lennon 12 string.
No, that never came out. They did some advertising with him in playing because... Good job I know this, because otherwise I would have given you the point.
The
he plays a Framus 12 string in the film Help when he's sitting on the sofa singing Norwegian Wood.
And they used it in the advert.
But they did not produce a guitar. So that is false, Matty. So what was your next one?
Epiphone.
Epiphone, correct.
Gibson.
Correct.
Rickenbacker.
Correct.
And I'm going to go with Vox.
Mm-mm.
Incorrect.
He said...
That's five.
Framus.
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Matt, you got... I think you picked up, 3 points there, I think?
Three. Epiphone, Gibson, and...
Rickenbacker. Joe Branton, care to hazard a guess?
Yes, I have. Can I borrow the pen?
No.
Okay. Epiphone.
Correct.
Rickenbacker.
Yes, I need to see your working by the way.
Yeah, all right. Epiphone, Rickenbacker,
yes.
Gibson.
Yes.
Fender.
No.
No, I didn't think so. And Gretsch.
Incorrect.
Didn't think so either.
Cool. Jay Cross.
Rickenbacker.
I've just realised I've added your points. Joe's
no,
points.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no,
you
I'm right.
Don't worry, I'm tallying points. I'm also
Rickenbacker.
Tallying
Wait, what did you got? Rickenbacker first?
Yeah.
Yes.
Epiphone. Kind of Rickenbacker twice.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes. Gibson.
Yes.
And then I also went with Fender and Vox.
Unfortunately
both of
which
you not. Said no to.
The, why are the other two?
The remaining two answers, Hofner and Martin, okay. Believe it or not.
Oh yeah, of course he had a
Gibson
Martin.
And Martin.
Actually,
really?
What was the Martin? I was going between Framus and Hofner, and I was like, I remember the Framus advert, so I was like, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
What was,
I thought
what was
Hofner,
the Martin?
Paul McCartney.
The Martin was, I believe, based on a guitar that he played later on, right. Because it had like...
was it with a pickup, like the Gibson?
No, I think it was... I mean, it probably had an under-saddle pickup or something, but it had like a peace symbol somewhere on it, and you know, the like little John Lennon self-portrait thing, had that on it somewhere as well.
Oh, okay. Oh, that doesn't sound so good. I was quite excited about that.
Indeed.
I like the Gibson.
So, this next round, round three, is entitled Gear of the Year.
I kind of had a feeling this was going to happen, and I didn't get round to listening to any of them.
This one is going to be a points scramble in that basically you have to say a thing each that you think is on a Gear of the Year list. We'll take it in turns, and then if you can't think of one, you pass, and the next person does one until we either get bored
so
or we do the whole list. No. I've written basically the winner or runner-up from each category since we started Gear of the Year in 2013.
Right.
So this doesn't include things like categories like 2014's 2013 Gear of the Year. That
so
doesn't
we can't
make sense.
Get it twice.
But weirdest gear is in there, and all you know, base product.
Can we make notes?
You can make notes, indeed. So basically, every time you get a correct one, you will get a point. If you say something that isn't on the list,
do we have to say it what it was from? What it
no,
won?
No, not at all. It will pass over to the next person. So Matt Knight, give us your first piece of Gear of the Year.
ES8.
The Boss ES8 is on the list. Joe Branton.
Squire Basics.
Squire Basics is on the list. Jay Cross.
Strymon Deco.
The Strymon Deco is not on the list. Yes, it is.
It won.
Yes, okay, fine. Matt Knight.
Black Star Fly 3.
The Black Star Fly 3 is on the list. Joe Branton.
The Music Man St. Vincent.
The Music Man St. Vincent is not on the list.
Oh, because it won.
Yeah.
Oh,
does that mean he's
sucks.
Out?
That sucks. That sucks.
I don't know. Are we doing it that way? Does he go
no,
out?
See, because
we exclude one category but not any of the others?
Well,
what
no, it wasn't. It didn't win or come second.
Yeah, it won. It won its category.
No, it didn't.
It didn't.
It won.
No,
it won
we made a big song and dance of that this
it
year.
It didn't.
Yeah, but we no, because we made it the winner. Do you remember we took it back?
No,
and
we
said
didn't.
We were taking it back and we were changing a previous result. Yes,
no, we didn't.
Okay, no, fine. We'll lose this, listeners. You're going to be aware because you'll have heard the podcast. You can also go back and listen to the very episode where we.
In fairness, Joe, Mark just before we started said it doesn't include
2014's Gear 2013 Gear of the Year.
Well, no, yeah, exactly. He said which is, it doesn't which include is, 2014's Gear of 2013. It won.
No, it didn't.
It won.
In a conversation, retrospectively, after the awards.
We changed it. We took it
we
back.
Did not.
That
we did not.
Is unbelievable.
Jay Cross.
2017 Gibson Les Paul.
No.
Yes.
No.
No. 2016 Gibson Les Paul.
Which can I have that point?
Yeah, Joe can have that now because he pulled you up on that. I'm giving
you're
that
right.
point to Joe. Matt Knight.
Reverend Billy Corgan.
The Reverend Billy Corgan. Joe Branton.
Oh, crikey. It's only things that have won.
Or come second in their category.
Oh, bugger.
Fine. Just dropping some C bombs.
No, I didn't.
Category
That's
2
okay.
swear word. Don't worry about it.
Is it? Is yeah. that a crap? Is it category 2?
Just say again.
Sorry. Sorry, what was the question?
You know what this round is about. Say a thing.
Can I go for the honey boy?
No.
We didn't win.
Didn't win. All come second, I believe.
Cool.
J Cross.
TC Electronic Polytune Clip.
The TC Electronic Polytune Clip is not on this list.
It was on there as other thing.
No.
Did you not include other thing? Because it got all the way to the final, and then Joe was like, "We're not having a clip-on tuner." Blah 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 blah.
I think I changed my mind about it and decided it was really good. I also bought one.
It's not on this list, and I was very comprehensive in listening to I listened to all the episodes again.
Yeah, right.
I did.
All right.
I'm sure it was.
I'm not going to allow the TC Electronic Polytune clip because...
Does that mean that because there's contention, I get to go again? No.
I tell you why. Because it actually came second in its category.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it didn't come second, but it was from a year when we only awarded winners. We did not award first and second. We had winners and other things in the category.
Right.
Excellent. Cool. Right.
It made it to the final, though.
Possibly retrospectively, it did not win its category.
Well, we'll see. I mean, okay. St. Vincent was also in there, so welcome to the club, J. Cross.
Matt Knight.
The Rockstock Bright Switch.
That did not win or come second in its category. Joe Branton.
Boss Katana.
The Boss Katana 50 is on the list. Joe Branton picks up a point. I'm going to say we have, once it comes back to Matt, we'll do two more rounds.
Okay.
J. Cross.
Soul Food.
The
Electro-Harmonic,
Soul Food is on the list. J. Cross picks up a point. Matt Knight.
Boss DD500.
The Boss DD500 is on the list. Matt Knight picks up a point. Joe Branton.
The Barefoot Buttons.
Barefoot Buttons. Do you know what, Matt Knight? Oh, incorrect. The Rockstock Bright Switch was on the list.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, there we go. But the Barefoot Buttons were not.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
J Cross.
The Orange Obi-Wan.
Orange Obi-Wan 300. You get a point. Matt Knight, this is the last go round.
Ranger Effects.
God, no. I was going to go with
Frankenstein.
That.
The Ranger.
No, it wasn't the
Frankenstein. It was not the Frankenstein Fuzz. Not on the list. Joe Branton.
The Ranger Effects. Oh, crap. I think it was called the Delay X.
It was not called the Delay X.
No.
J Cross, do you want to pick up the final point of the round?
The Ranger Effects Echo X and Eagle.
Incredible. Incredible.
That's a great pedal.
What an excellent steal right at the death. So at the end of bonus round 3, gear of the year, Matt Knight is on 20 points. J Cross is on 19 points. Joe Branton, bit of catching up to do. Mm-hmm. You are on 10 points.
Nice.
That quite clearly says 14 points.
That's what I said, 14 points.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
14 points, and Matt Knight is on 20 points. 14 points. So, round 4. In fact, we've skipped a round. I accidentally did the bonus round as the main round 3. So let's do a bonus round 3. This is Fender Colours. So, I've got a list of colours written out here. Possible names of guitar colours. I'm going to go round in a circle. You have to say, true or false, is this or has this been a Fender guitar colour?
I like
it.
Right. Yeah. So, again, starting with J Cross this time, because I don't think you've started around yet. Question number 1, Kelly Green. True or false, is that a Fender colour? Kelly Green.
Kelly Green is not a Fender colour.
That is correct. That is...
Nice. I would have said that too, man.
Question 2, Matt Knight.
If you were thinking about... Yeah.
Matt Knight.
Yes.
Tungsten.
Sorry, what was that you cut out? Sorry.
Tungsten. Is that or is that not a Fender colour?
Like the needles.
That is a colour.
That is correct.
That was indeed an American standard colour for a while.
Really? Mm-hmm. What sort of thing is it?
American Deluxe? Standard or Deluxe?
Joe Branton.
Like a weird metallic-y blue?
Yeah, it's like a... Yeah. Yeah. Joe Branton, question 3.
Yeah.
Forest Green. Like the football team.
True.
That is True, Joe Branton, you pick up a point.
I know my greens.
Jay Cross. Ultramarine blue. Ultramarine blue. Is that true or false? Fender colour.
Ultramarine blue is not a colour.
That is incorrect. That is indeed a Fender colour.
Was it... Why was it blue? Like, the Ultramarines wore, like...
in Starship Troopers?
No, it's in Warhammer 40K. Ultramarines.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
They were blue.
They were blue, yeah, actually, weren't they? Yeah.
Well, maybe...
Right, you can paint them whatever you kind of wanted.
You could. You could. Matt Knight, question 5. Sunflare orange.
Oh, it's a tough one, Matt.
False.
That is correct. That is false. That is not a Fender colour.
Nice. But sunset orange.
Joe Branton.
Yeah.
Question 6.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight wine.
Midnight wine. That's true.
That is indeed true. Joe Branton, you pick up a point. Midnight
Wasn't
wine.
Wasn't that like a colour that you could get on the Fender specials? In like
Mexican standards for a long time.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. It was around the time when they were doing that. All their standards came in that really bad blue. It like it wasn't quite...
Lake Placid.
Yeah. No, but it wasn't.
Agave blue.
Yeah, that was it. Oh, it was such a terrible colour and a terrible name. How do you ruin like Lake Placid? It's such a good colour.
No,
and they
it's not.
To...
Lake Placid is a... I don't like
Lake Placid. Lake Placid is a great colour, but they wrecked it on those Mexican standards. They were really bad.
J. Cross, question 7. Tropical turquoise.
Tropical turquoise is... not a Fender colour.
That is incorrect. That is a Fender colour.
Wow. What,
tropical?
A Fender Japan colour?
I don't know. I just looked at the Fender chart of colours and it was on there. Tropical turquoise.
Should have done some research.
Matt Knight, question 8. Are you ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
True blue.
I'm going to go with true. It
that
is a Fender colour.
Incorrect. True Blue is not a Fender colour.
Wow, that is the ultimate. I mean, if Alanis Morissette could sing right now.
Yeah, indeed. It's a false True Blue. Joe Branton, question 9.
Yeah.
Mystic Pewter.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I've never heard of that colour. It sounds great. Do you know what I love? Mercedes Blue. Do you remember that colour they did
That's
the Eric
colour.
Clapton in? I really like that colour. Why
that
isn't
is
it?
The worst colour ever.
What are you talking about? It's probably my favourite colour. If I had a custom shop, I'd have it Mercedes Blue.
Joe Branton, Mystic Pewter.
Expensive Mercedes.
I've never seen a Mercedes that colour, but I liked that colour. It was a good colour. What was my one?
Mystic Pewter.
I'm going to go with false.
That's correct. Mystic Pewter is not a Fender colour.
Boom.
Jay Cross, these are our last three of this round.
See that, Jay? I know my corporation colours.
Number 10, Black Pearl. True or false? Fender colour or not a Fender colour? The Curse of the Black Pearl.
I'm looking forward to the fifth one. Is it the fifth? Pirates of the Caribbean?
Absolutely not. I've never seen any of them. Black Pearl.
It's not a Fender colour.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
Black Pearl is a Fender
colour.
3 out of 4 have got
wow,
one.
Joe
Branton is catching you. He's catching you. Matt Knight.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Can you imagine being in that situation?
Matt Knight, so your last one of the round.
Okay.
Blaze Blue. Oh,
what a colour that was.
Correct.
Incorrect. That is not a is not a real colour. Blaze Blue is something made up of my brain hole. Question number 2.
Awesome,
yeah, it's a great name. Yeah.
I should name these colours. I've come up with some really cool ones. 12, Joe Branton.
Yeah,
can you pick up a point to that would place you 1 point behind Jay Cross in the quiz overall?
Well, only time will tell, Mark Packham.
Question 12.
Yeah.
Arizona Sun.
Oh man, really?
Oh, Arizona Sun. Well. Again, like, I've not heard of this colour, but...
Matt, can you believe
but
it?
But I can never remember the name of the colour of your P-Bass.
Sunset Orange Transparent.
Yeah, exactly. And
Arizona Sun.
Arizona Sun is the sort of thing that they possibly did on one of those weird Les Paul-y finished Strats. Arizona Sun. I'm going to go false.
Incorrect. Damn. That is actually a Fender colour. So, at the end of... well, I guess that was bonus round 3 in the end. The scores on the doors are Matt Knight, 22 points.
Oh, no.
Jay Cross, 15.
One point.
Joe Branton, 13. It's all to play for. You could still catch Matt.
Lucky number 13.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Did Joe get eight colours correct then?
No, not eight colours.
Eight colours? How dare you?
He was only on five before.
No, he wasn't. He was on 10.
I was on 10, mate.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I was. I've been watching the tally go up. No, mate. I'm keeping my score as well here. I've got 10 written
this
down.
This is all correct. I mean, the listeners will tell us otherwise, I'd imagine. Matt, I think your internet's been cutting out and you've not heard his answers.
Because he got 3 points alone on the John Lennon thing.
Yeah, exactly. He must be. And he got a couple of...
Cheers, mate. Thanks for the sabotage. As if you're not ahead enough. You're trying to sabotage
my
points.
Only the quizmaster should be keeping track of the points. Yeah. So, on to round four. This one, I think, will serve pretty well for all of you. So, again, this is a match-up, a thing to a thing. We're starting with Matt Knight this time round. This is... Name that brand. So, these are all pedal manufacturers.
Oh, great.
I'm going to say the name of a pedal. You need to tell me who is the manufacturer.
Oh, wow.
So, Matt Knight, question one of round four. Number one, the reverberation machine. This should be your round, Matty.
Death by Audio?
It is Death by Audio. This, gets passed round if you can't get it. So, Matt Knight... Correct, Death by Audio. Joe Branton.
Yeah.
The Sneak Attack.
Oh, that is horrible. Who named their pedal that?
The Sneak Attack. Well, that's literally the question.
I was trying to get it out of you, certainly there. I don't know. I'm just going
to
pass it.
Passing around to Jay Cross. The Sneak Attack.
Wampler.
Is incorrect. Matt Knight.
Maleco.
It is Maleco Heavy Industries. Jay Cross.
Hello.
Question three. The Gunshot. The Gunshot. Two tickets to the Gunshot.
Chase Bliss?
Is incorrect. Matt Knight.
I can't believe you didn't get that one since you talked about it last weekend, Jay.
I was thinking. I was thinking the whole time. We put up a video of you talking to him and talking about that exact pedal.
So annoying.
And pointing at it and saying how cool it looked.
They do look cool.
Joe Branton.
Yeah.
This is Matt Knight.
Oh, wait.
Damn it. Yeah, it's you, Matt. Fuzz Peaks.
Fuzz Peaks?
Ooh. Oh, you want to turn it down a bit then?
Fuzz Peaks.
I am going to take a random stab at Solid Gold Effects.
That is incorrect. Passing over to Joe Branton.
Can you remind me of the name?
Fuzz Peaks.
Chase Bliss.
Incorrect. Jay Cross.
What did Matt say? Sorry, I had to move away from the mic for a moment.
What did Matt say? What did you say, Matt?
I said Solid Gold Effects.
Incorrect. Jay Cross. Fuzz Peaks.
Is it way huge?
It is not. It is one of the most popular pedal brands on Instagram. You will have seen these. Adventure Audio. Twin Peaks inspired pedals that look super cool. And that is the kind of flagship, the Fuzz Peaks. They are awesome.
You should have got that.
Joe Branton.
Yeah.
This seems very apt.
Uh-huh.
The Funky Monkey.
Digitech?
Incorrect. Oh, no, Jay Cross.
The Bad Monkey.
You're thinking of the Bad Monkey.
Of course I am, yeah.
I'm struggling here.
Looking at the pile
I'm looking
of
at
the
pedals.
Effects.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Funky Monkey.
Funky Monkey.
Come on.
Oh, it's annoying when someone else does it, isn't it? Is it?
Bear in mind, you need points, otherwise Joe may catch you, and that will be ultimately embarrassing.
Is it?
And don't forget, the impressions round is the last round.
Is it Mad Professor?
It is not. Matt Knight.
I believe it is Moore.
It is indeed, yes. Oh, Moore's. Is, yeah. I think it's a. Is it an auto wah? Is that right? Touch wah type thing?
Indeed.
Yeah, okay.
It's an auto wah.
Jay Cross. The Ventura Vibe. The Ventura Vibe. Ace Ventura Vibe. the Jim Carrey signature.
Is that the TC Electronic?
It is not. Matt Knight.
Shoot.
I think, by the way, for those, Matt,
before you answer, Joe Brantley clearly knows the answer because he's chewing one of his fingers off in anticipation that you won't get it right. Matt, can you tell us?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is it MXR?
It is not. Joe Branton, you look like you're about to explode.
Digitech.
It is indeed Digitech. This is getting so close.
Oh, yeah.
Jay, you're going to have to put in a shift in the next few goes round. Okay. And it is Joe Branton's turn now as well. Question number 7.
Yeah.
The Bearded Lady.
The Bearded Lady is an ash down effect made by their company. Doctor.
Why are you sort of convulsing?
Because I really want to catch Jay. It's ash down, I'm telling you.
No, that's not the brand.
Come on, it's.
And bear in mind, Jay is next, so you may have just given it away.
It's Dr. Z.
Dr. Z is not the brand.
Damn it.
Jay Cross.
Dr. Green.
Oh no, that's so unfair.
J Cross takes the point, and now it's J Cross's turn.
Oh.
I knew that.
Question number 8.
That's so unfair. It's also an Ashdown pedal.
No, the company is owned by Ashdown, but it's Dr.
Also
Green is the
Hayden
brand
pedal. Yeah, because they market it. The Dr. Green is the bass ones, and Hayden is the guitar ones.
Jay Cross, question number 8 for your chance to put a few points distance between you and Branton. Question number 8, the Dynamic Dirt Doubler.
What'd you call me?
The Dynamic Dirt Doubler.
Sounds
like the worst superhero ever.
Is that Z-Vex?
It is not. Matt Knight, can you name who is the manufacturer of the Dynamic Dirt Doubler?
No, I don't know. Going to have to pass.
Joe Branton. Come on, you're so close to catching Jay.
I know, but I don't know what the Dynamic Dirt Doubler is. Pigtronics?
That is incorrect. Mm. So
Who was it?
Earthquaker. Earthquaker Devices.
Really?
Yep.
Dynamic not Dirt Doubler.
I think it's one of the older ones.
Oh, right.
Think so.
You chose something that's not on the
Yeah, well, I have
books.
To make it a little bit difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
the whole thing's been bloody difficult.
No, it hasn't. Matt's got loads of points.
Well, Matt is a... Matt's sat in front of a computer.
He is, that's right. Matt Knight, question number 9, the Joe Branton signature pedal, the Wally. The Wally.
Wally.
The Wally.
I've definitely heard of it, and I can't think.
I believe it is a looper.
Oh, stop it. Stop
what?
It.
What?
You can't help people.
Oh, wait.
No, oh
yeah.
Come on, everyone's going to know it when he says that.
Go on, Matt.
Is it, no, it's not. It's not what I was thinking of.
Come on, the looper.
It's a micro pedal.
That's
a micro pedal.
Stop. Yeah, is this go to me or to Jay afterwards?
It goes to you.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah.
You want Matt
whatever.
To keep saying it and not get the answer, surely.
It's...
Matt, I'm going to have to hurry you.
Spark? No, not. The ones that aren't Moor, that aren't Tone City. The other
I'm
going
to have to
I
hurry you,
think.
Matt. Joe Branton.
Pass it.
Joe Branton.
Hotone.
Yes, it is indeed. Hotone is their looper. It's called the Wally.
Juan Aldrich uses it.
Possibly.
Yeah,
I don't know that. Right, Joe Branton, your chance to catch Jay Cross to draw level.
Oh, shoot.
Question number 10, the Love Squeeze.
Way huge.
Incorrect. Jay Cross, his head is in his hands, he's pushed his glasses up onto the eyebrows, he's thinking,
come on Jay,
who makes the Love Squeeze? Jay, come on, you don't, this is going to be a major upset. Bear in mind the impressions round, Joe Branton could take 5 points if he wins and you will get 0, so you need to put a 5 point buffer in between you, unless your impression is very good. You need to put a 5 point buffer
stop
in between
giving
yourself
him extra time.
Joe Branton, I'm going to have to hurry you. The Love
Crowther
Squeeze.
Audio.
That is incorrect. Matt Knight.
What's that called then? Because they do something called the Love.
I don't know.
No, they do the prunes and custard and the...
Cake. You're right. That. Yeah, damn.
Hot cake.
Matt Knight. Love Squeeze.
It's a British company that made another pedal. Rothwell.
Rothwell.
That is who I was thinking
audio.
Of.
Not-
Yes.
So, okay, question number 11 for Matt Knight. The Roto Choir. The Roto
Choir. 96.
That is incorrect. That was called the Roto Machine. Joe Branton, the Roto Choir.
I don't know at all. The Cat and Bread.
Incorrect. J Cross.
Tech 21.
That is correct. J Cross pulling it out of the bag. So the last question of the round goes to Joe Branton, I think. That was right. That was Matt just did that one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last question of the round. Yeah. Question number 12. Javelina. Who makes the pedal called Javelina?
Who indeed? Which is a question that I intend to answer forthwith.
Javelina.
Javelina. I believe that the Javelina is made by Javelina. It's made
Jay knows who it is.
Do you know who it is?
He's pushing his eyes into his head.
I've narrowed it down between two, and I'm just trying Javelina. To picture it in my head.
The name is certainly familiar to me.
Okay.
Way huge.
It is way huge.
That's what I would have gone with. I knew it was either Way Huge or Wampler. I always get mixed up, and it's only because of the W.
So, the scores at the end of round four, bear in mind, one round left with 5 points to play for. Matt Nye has got 27 points. Second place, J Cross with 17. Third place, Joe Branton with 16. Round five, impressions.
Wait, does that mean if there's only 5 points, does that mean that I've won?
It may do, Matt, but let's save your impressions for later. Save your impressions, save your celebrations for the end of the quiz. I mean, you have won, 100%.
That might get disqualified.
There is a chance to lose 5 points when someone else gave... No, there isn't. So,
yeah.
The only... Less of a question. Well, it is a question. The question for round five impressions is, who can do the best impression of one of the other contestants? Round five, who can do the best impression of one of the other contestants? Matt Knight, I think it's your turn to go first.
This is unfair.
No, this is fantastic.
This is unfair.
The problem is I could do Jay really well visually. Because when Jay's drunk, he stamps on the ground a lot and becomes very loud. So I think I just need to shout.
But what would be the audio representation of that, Matt?
I literally have no idea. I wish I could do... Maybe I could do Joe Branton and then do questions. Questions.
That was actually quite good. I will think about that. On to the judging. Joe Branton, you are next.
Okay.
Okay, he's preparing himself, sort of shuffling a bit.
This is unfair.
Why is this unfair?
Because he just did like a one word one.
Yeah, well, you know? I mean, it's your job to impress. The whole point of this round is to impress me with your impression. Like, if you think you can't do any better than Matt saying questions, I think you don't deserve to be Jay.
Okay.
He's building up to it, shuffling in his seat slightly.
All right. I'm getting ready.
Get off my glasses.
He's trying to borrow Jay's glasses.
I need to get into character. Alright. Okay. Oh, it's really difficult.
Well, that's the whole point of the round.
Okay.
Okay, he's preparing himself.
Yeah, I know. It's difficult. Okay.
Stalling for time.
Yeah, I'm stalling for time. The thing is, what you've got to remember is, everything is one breath. That's about it.
Maddie's got her head in her hands.
Listeners, I'm so sorry that took so long.
She's desperately trying not to laugh at the fact that A, Joe made her laugh, and B, it was good.
That was a brilliant impression of Matt. Well done. Jay Cross, bear in mind, you've got a 1-point lead over Joe Branton. You need to pull something out of the bag, because that was very good. Okay, psyching himself up.
So I'm not going to go quite as easy as Matt did by just saying one word.
Okay. Okay. Do I need to ride the volume?
No.
Okay, fine. He's getting into character. I can see it.
I've got to try and... I don't think this is going to be as good, I've got to say.
Okay, cool.
This is terrible radio.
This is fantastic radio. The anticipation. Ready? Come on.
Listeners, I hope you've pulled over in your cars.
I think we might have had a few road traffic accidents after that last one. Come on, Jay. Got to hurry you.
Okay, wait. So, contestants, so that doesn't include you, really.
That does not include me.
Oh, I see what he's done.
I see why it's very carefully worded. I'm pitting you against each other. I'm building the tension. Come on, Jay. You've got 2 seconds.
Okay.
One. Two.
Guys, so the thing that you've got to remember, yeah, is not everybody who listens to this podcast likes Fender guitars or Gibson guitars, yeah? And we go to these shows and you've got to remember that people out there want to learn about new guitars, not just the same old stuff that you're into, okay? So we've got to go to the bass show. Mark!
There was some actual damage happening there, and a very, very red faces all around. Very, very good. So, and I have to deliberate now. Again, fantastic impression of Matt.
He actually broke a pen.
He actually did break a pen. That's what that shattering sound was.
Which I would say I've never done.
Okay, so... Matt, I applaud your effort. I feel, after the other two, probably the weakest of the bunch.
Yeah.
Didn't really feel... If I'm critiquing this sort of X Factor style, probably didn't have quite the commitment to the role that I expect from someone of your stature, your level of professionalism.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, you're going to be...
Professionalism is
what I want. Big bunts. So, Matt, you're going to be third... This is a tough one.
We could take a joint.
Could we?
Yeah. Should we split the points?
Split a joint. We are not going to split the points. There's 5 points available. I'm going to say, Jay, yours was very good. And I sort of think that the sentiment was better in terms of the text delivered. The words... perhaps slightly more accurate.
Well, considering the fact that Joe didn't really say any words.
Exactly,
which is very unlike me because I have a very particular cadence in which I say quite a lot of things without necessarily saying very much, as opposed to doing what Joe did, which is say that I don't really say anything.
Joe Brand's getting the 5 points, which means that I just need to tally this up.
I should have said the same thing in 5 different ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just start stories and never quite get to the end.
Of course,
it's the other one. So that means that the results of the Guitar Nerds episode 100 quiz are in third place. Jay Cross with 17 points. In second place, Joe Branton with 21 points.
That's the same as winning.
And number one winner of the episode 100 quiz, Sir Matthew of Knight, 27 points. A clear wow. victory. Matt Knight, how do you feel?
I feel fantastic. I was trying to find the ham horn to go...
Well, maybe you could have looked that up on your internet browser that you've had access to the whole way through this quiz.
Matt Knight, I can...
I've actually been looking at Facebook through sheer boredom of you two taking so long to answer questions.
Oh, I see. Now he's won. Now he's mocking you. Absolutely mocking you. Matt Knight, well done on your victory. That means you're going to be doing the episode 125 quiz.
Is that the case, or should we let Joe do the next one? I kind of feel like...
Well, it's too painful him being a contestant.
I just kind of feel like...
Very good.
I do kind of feel like
we've hit this. Each of us have done a.
Matt Knight's going to win every one, isn't he?
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah.
He can't. He can't win the next one.
Well, exactly. That's why it's better if whoever wins is the host of the next one.
Yeah, but Joe's never ever going to be able to.
Yeah, yeah. I'll win the next one. I mean, I'm working.
He just
my way
beat
up.
You. I mean, you're
mate. A stop clock is right twice a day.
Indeed, indeed. Anyway, so thanks for joining us for the Guitar Nodes episode 100 quiz. Just thanks overall. Obviously, it's been a lot of fun tonight, but we've not had a lot of time to say kind of thank you for sticking with us for 100 episodes. And, you know, the podcast has grown from, you know, we used to do the old podcast. We got to episode 100 and that was kind of the end of that. And...
Whereas
we're now
this
up
is
to,
only the beginning.
This is only the beginning of Guitar Nerds. This is chapter number one. In all seriousness, the podcast Guitar Nerds is heard by way, way more people than we could have ever expected. So, do recommend it to people. You know, thanks so much for listening, but do recommend it to other people who, you know, play guitar and people, you know, who are guitar enthusiasts, but also, you know, maybe leave a review or whatever on iTunes if you enjoy it, and just let's kind of just share this with even more people. We'll get more people playing along with the quiz next time round. If you do want to support us in any way, as always, you can go to patreon.com/guitar nerds. It really helps us just keep the podcast going, covers our costs, and helps us do more fun, ridiculous stuff like go to the guitar show and bass show and stuff like that. So super cool. So patreon.com/guitar nerds. From as little as $1 a month, you get an ad-free version of the episode. $5 a month gets you access even to the extra half an hour every week of Guitar Nerds, plus all the mini-series like Branton's Rant On and all the other nonsense stuff that we do on there. There's going to be more interviews coming. We're working over the next month or so. We feel that we haven't put out quite as much on the Patreon as we planned in February, so we're going to do way more in March. Loads of cool interviews coming there. And from $10 a month, you become one of our executive backers, like this person has. This person? These people have.
Derek Rich, Chris Connors, Andy Joyce, Steve Merkel, Blair Toms, Carlos Mancha, Andrew Macro, yes, Mark Cross, Teddy Short, Andy McKenzie, Brad Pitt, Paul Corrigan, Jack Godfrey, Will Clare, Scott O'Brien, Matt Quine, Phil Thompson, Laurie Ansis, Boo, Gravett, Goddard, Anderson.
Very good. Thanks.
What was that?
I don't know. I just started doing a note and I was like, maybe I'll just stick with the note. I won't do a song.
Because I usually wait for your top lead and then I join in and I was like, I don't know what this is.
Neither do I.
Every time I say Colin Anderson, I think of Clive Anderson.
Okay.
Do you remember
good.
The host of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, Clive Anderson.
Are you saying, do you remember famous television person Clive Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him, yeah.
With that, before this conversation goes off the rails, thanks so much for listening. Thanks
if
for
you're
sticking
still
around.
If you're still listening, I'm going to put this out there really quickly because you've made it to the end of the podcast, which maybe was cool. Trying.
Yeah.
Do post up a quick video of your best impression.
Yes, 100%.
Of one of us. And the winner
gets 5 points.
We'll send you a Guitar Nerds t-shirt.
Oh, well, easy now.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. So the winner,
the winner,
whoever does the best impression of any one of the four of us,
debatable.
The four of us, and yeah, we'll decide the winner.
If you can do impressions of, if you can basically do a podcast with all of us, do an impression of all of us, and do like a little mini 5-minute podcast. You're guaranteed to win, so do that, and then that will.
But yeah, the winner,
that's too much to
whoever does the best impression, just like a 6-second Vine, whoever does
Vine.
The, well, not Vine because that's not their.
1992.
Post this to the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/guitar nerds forum. We're gonna hang out on there. Let us know what you scored in the quiz. Post your impressions, and we'll give someone a t-shirt. I think sounds good to me. So
Mark's fuming.
Don't do an impression of me. Please don't do an impression of me. With that, we will call it an evening. Thanks very much, and here's to another 100 episodes.
Live long and prosper.
Cheers.
Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.